A career in music can be pretty hard going for a struggling artist, but a friendly record label can help. That's been the working philosophy at Seattle's Barsuk Records. It's worked for 15 years at least. The 8-person company generates yearly revenues in the 7-figure range. Barsuk is taking stock of its success with a series of concerts that start tonight and continue through Sunday at venues all around Seattle. Our esteemed colleague Steve Scher has more.
Barsuk Records co-founder Josh Rosenfeld says the company has tried to put together a service where artists are fairly paid, transactions are transparent, and friendships sustain the relationship. Their own friendship with the members of the band Death Cab for Cutie has helped. That band's 2003 release, Transatlanticism, sold 750,000 copies. That helped establish Barsuk as a player in the Seattle music scene, where the Sub Pop label casts a long shadow. Over the years, a small catalog of successful recordings from a handful of artists, including The Long Winters, Menomina, and Ra Ra Riot, has put Barsuk on a solid financial footing. Barsuk, by the way, is the little dog gripping a vinyl record on the company logo. Barsuk was co-founder Chris Pazanza's dog. I met Josh Rosenfeld at the Barsuk offices on the third floor of an Art Deco building off 15th in Inner Bay. Shelves full of vinyl and CDs and posters and shipping boxes ran down one side of the space. There were a few offices on the other. We sat on a big red couch and looked at a poster of the cover art from their 15 years in the business. We sat beneath a big painting of a guitarist about to smash his guitar on the trigger of a mousetrap.
Well, I just think it's hilarious. It's taking the image of the guy about to smash his guitar on the ground and sticking a giant rat trap under him so that when he does it, it's going to snap on him. That's very funny.
Isn't that also the metaphor for the music industry?
In many ways, yeah. I don't know, I have a sense of humor about that stuff.
You're in an Art Deco building.
We are, yeah. It's a really beautiful building, actually.
It is.
I like it a lot.
Did it attract you because you're an Art Deco kind of label?
In some ways, we are kind of an Art Deco kind of label. I mean, maybe not literally, but the Art Deco movement is very interested in careful design, elegance. And I think, actually, those are things that are really important to us when we think about the musicians we like to work with. Something About Airplanes, that's the first Death Cab for Cutie studio album. It's actually not the first album. They put out a cassette on a little label up in Bellingham called Elsinore. That was a really great label. They just had in the late 90s a whole slew of really cool bands that were playing in Bellingham, and they were putting out tapes on Elsinore. And I always say we were very fortunate to be friends with Death Cab and be in a position where they needed a little help, and we could give them that help at that time. Clearly, without that band, we would not be here right now.
Is that right? That's the economics of it. One band can sell enough records that they can help you sustain these other bands that may not sell enough to be economically justifiable.
Yes, that's true. But also, one band can kind of form the creative heart of something that attracts other musicians that like them, and that becomes kind of that little granule around which everything else crystallizes. That's a metaphor for you, right?
I like
there.
It, man.
Yeah.
Josh Rosenfeld is co-founder of Barsuk Records, celebrating 15 years.
Well, let's see. So here's Sunset Valley. We put out their third album, another criminally underappreciated band. People in the Northwest know about them. They've been pretty inactive for a while, but great pop songwriting and really good guys. They're from Portland. You're meeting somebody and they say, so what do you do? And I say, oh, I run a record label. And they say, oh, cool. What's the label? And they want me to say Sub Pop. I know they do. and I say Barsook. And they get this look like, oh, I don't know what that is. And they start like, ah, now I'm going to have a conversation that will be awkward. And they tentatively ask, oh, well, what band, artists, what kind of music? What? And I start saying, oh, Death Cab for Cutie, The Long Winters, Rah Rah Riot, Menomina, Fantagram. And then they're like, oh, I know all those bands, but they don't know what a Barsook is. And that's cool. That's good. I mean, it's not about us. It's about the music that we put out and about the musicians. Looking for a John Vanderslice album on here somewhere, because John Vanderslice was the first artist that we signed who wasn't from the Northwest. He was from San Francisco, and he was friends with the Death Cab guys and another really tremendous songwriter. Man, we got to work with some really good bands. That's very fortunate that we got to do that. All these bands that I'm mentioning are all utterly essential to our ability to kind of keep growing as we grew. Run the town. You step out of line for SAP. Family council sit you down.
Josh Rosenfeld is co-founder of Barsook Records, celebrating 15 years.
We've been spending a lot of time looking back. Even the structure that we put in place of putting these shows around these records that came out 10 years ago runs the risk of seeming like we're feeling like the stuff that is most important to us is stuff that happened a long time ago. But I'm really excited about the new albums that we're putting out and kind of looking forward to helping bands that nobody's ever heard of before become bands that people know about. That's exciting. And that's forward-looking and not backward-looking.
Josh Rosenfeld is co-founder of the small independent record label Barsook Records. The company is celebrating 15 years in the business with concerts at a number of venues. They start tonight and go through Sunday. It's The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.